Danger. The following contains explicit content. Please use caution while you are tuned in.
That's awful.
We're starting over and I already clicked record. Welcome to the Witching Hour. It is 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. And you just missed out on the best, like, 5 minutes of content because I didn't arm the track before I hit record. So you're listening to the Witching Hour. And this is part two. And I'm with DJ Mayhem and DJ LFN. And we're really sad.
Yeah. That was
so good. That was fantastic content.
I biffed it, guys. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Now all we have is the memory.
Well, we were talking about our DJ names because Jeff christened me DJ Crush, DJ Crusher, either one, either or.
Yeah.
And then May is DJ Mayhem, also christened by Jeff. Tune in Wednesday mornings for Jeff on Indie Wake Up Call. We were a lot more enthusiastic about this. And Aaron wants a new DJ name.
Yeah. I do, but there's an alliterative theme, and I feel like E's really hard.
That's why we're going to send you to Wednesday morning Indie Wake Up with Jeff if you can wake up for 8 in the morning and get there.
The side eye that's
It was
happening.
Really, really hard for me to do that last week or 2 weeks ago.
See, I started, like, that's where I got my training, was on Indie Morning Wake Up, so I was here at 8 a.m. for, like, 2 months straight.
Barf.
On Wednesdays.
Oh, my God.
But that's just because that's when I was starting out, and I was still in second year and still had a light in my eyes.
Yeah, you had the enthusiasm. You're like...
I would not wake up for an 8 a.m. Indie Wake Up Call at this point now. No, not happening.
This was, like, my sleep schedule was basically backwards when I had to do it, mm-hmm. and it was actually, like, the most difficult morning of life. At least Jeff just, like, does everything.
You used to stay up till, like, 5 in the morning.
I did. But times have changed. We moved back an hour. This is our new time slot, 11 p.m., because I'm a new woman, and I'm not staying up till 1 in the morning at the studio anymore.
No more friends with the bouncers at Trin.
Yeah, and we'll still run into them. It's still Tuesday night. We just won't run into them when they're really run down and ragged and sad.
Aw.
Whereas I like them like that, though.
I love seeing men put down.
I love seeing men at their worst, just broken and beaten.
I would like to say when Chris said that, like, Witching Hour got moved forward an hour earlier, I thought that she meant, like, the planet.
Like daylight savings.
I fully thought it was daylight savings, and I felt my world crumbling around me, being like, I'm so focused on school right now that I didn't even realize that we were losing or gaining an hour.
But no, I mean, to anyone who matters, it's a full hour back because the Witching Hour is the only thing that matters.
True.
Scheduling-wise.
Yeah.
What else did people miss? The people missed us talking about May's camboy. May really loved camboys growing up.
That's why
she got her DJ name.
Okay, I have to explain.
You know what? She said she loves men run down and red. She's been that way from a young age.
Yeah, no, okay. So for people who are old enough to remember Vine, it was like a Vine-esque YouTube channel in the 2000s.
Wait, was he like the e-boy of 2005?
Not even. It was like a 12-year-old boy from like Britain. And he was just doing covers of songs. And like there was one where it was like S&M by Rihanna, and at the beginning of the song he's like, all right guys, so we need to talk about what does S&M mean. And then he was like, silliness and mayhem. And so my friend and I, after finding this YouTube channel and these videos, were like, those are our nicknames, because my name is May and her name has nothing to do with silliness, but we just ran with it. So then it was always like we'd call each other silliness and mayhem, and then Jeff caught wind of that and he was like, okay, DJ Mayhem, obviously. So I don't watch it. It's just the name of the YouTube channel. I promise. Look it up. It's there. Or there's, like, videos that have archived it, not from the direct
was
channel.
Was he, like, Troye Sivan-esque?
Like, he was definitely, like, I would say twink-aligned.
British twink YouTuber.
Listen, I would have
his hair was, like, a quiff situation.
I was going to say Connor Franta, but he's American, right?
I think so. I think he hung out with all the British twinks, though. There was twink solidarity across borders.
Joe Suggs.
Yeah. All I will say is look up the YouTube channel, see the videos, and you'll understand what I mean, like the aura. Like, he's just so, like...
The twink aura.
The aura. The aura.
And we were also saying how wrestling names sound like stripper names.
Wrestling and cam names.
Wrestling and explicit content names. Yeah. And then we were saying how our very own Jesse Bell, who we love very much, his wrestling name is Alexei Omarov. And I immediately heard that and was like, oh.
That's a cam girl's name.
Yeah. Porn star.
100%.
But it's not. It's his wrestling name. But who knows? You never know when he'll veer off into another industry. He's really a trailblazer like that.
Yeah. I mean, right now he's, what, doing university sports, radio. He's our programming director, sports person. He's also wrestling.
And his address is...
his social insurance number.
Yeah. But yeah, we have... This is a very spontaneous episode. I just, like, captured them while they were both at the studio, and now we're doing this. And I also made my playlist while I was at the gym, like, an hour ago. So that's where we're at. But I think it's a banger still. I think I did a great job.
I do see some tracks there that I'm very excited for. Some artists that I'm very impassioned about. So.
Good. Okay. Well, starting us off, we have three new songs. All by female-fronted bands.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! And then also 2 out of 3 Canadian. Boom. Stats. Love it.
This is a new Chris.
This is a new Chris.
New time slot, new Chris.
New time slot, new Chris. We are following guidelines and trying. But our first one is Soft Spine by Spirit Box, which is their new track that just came out, which I hope means they're going to have an album soon. We will see. After that, we have Re-Extract by Split Chain and Soft Cult, which Aaron sent me, like, forever ago. And, yeah, it's a good one. I didn't realize it's, like, a redo. The original song is by Split Chain, and it's just called Extract, but this is, like, they added Soft Cult to it.
It's Re-Extract.
And Split Chain very much gives, like, the 2000s Linkin Park, Three Days Grace, like, that vibe. So I have been listening to them a lot lately. And then the last one is a new track by Poppy, because she has a new album coming out, I think, like, next month. And it's New Way Out. So that's another one of her new tracks. She's dropped, I think, 4 total tracks from the album. And we played They're All Around Us last week with Chance. And we're going to play New Way Out this week.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we're going to get into the music now. I think that was, like, the least we've ever yapped off the top of an episode. Good job, team.
Well, we lost half of it.
Only because I lost half of it, and I basically had to rehash what happened because people couldn't miss it.
I'm glad we caught it before we did the entire thing, like, 14 minutes in.
No, that's true. Real. Yeah.
I probably would have just gotten up and gone home at that point.
We're done.
Well, I'm glad we made it through that difficult time, and now we're going to get into the music. So starting us off, Spirit Box by Soft Spine on The Witching Hour.
You will deserve each other. deep, I make believe. I know the demons always choose me. They shift and twist, push back again. They're always trying to consume me.
Okay, those last few songs were Soft Spine by Spiritbox, Re-Extract by Split Chain and Soft Cult, and then we finished off with New Way Out by Poppy. Thoughts? Feelings?
Good.
Love.
Slay. Love that. But yeah.
Very monosyllabic.
Yeah, Erin's studying racist babies right now for her course, and we've been learning a lot about that during our private chat that you're not privy to.
Yeah.
Fuck you. We it's hate just you. You literally can't sit with us.
You're not invited to our lunch table.
You're just a fan, and I know that you love me very much, but
yeah,
there's some things that I can't tell you that I have to keep private for myself.
Yeah. That's how a parasocial relationship works. Like, you have to have yeah. some element of mystery.
Yeah. If you let them know everything, then they just start to hate you.
Yeah. You have to have them, like, love you obsessively, but only the parts that you want them to love.
Yeah. It's almost like you're an expert at this. Did you have a parasocial fans on your little TikTok?
No.
No?
No.
I was your parasocial fan.
But I did have a stalker.
Oh, no.
That was in high school. That's
oh, okay. It's
a long
over.
Time ago.
It's over now.
Yeah.
We've killed them dead.
Well, hopefully. They reemerge every few years.
As stalkers tend to do.
Yeah. Every now and then I'll get like a random like Instagram DM off a burner account.
Honestly, I worry more when you lose track of them and then it's like, where are you? Are you in yeah. my walls?
Well, thankfully,
are you getting what you want? And that's why I haven't heard from you in a while.
Thankfully, they're in my hometown, so...
A few
think.
Hours away.
Yeah. Not in Kingston. Yay!
Anyways, me and May are going to go home to our address, which is... and anyone listening can come visit us and say hi. Free meet and greet at... Yeah, stalkers aren't fun.
No.
Halloween's coming up. Speaking of spooky, scary things, what are we all being for Halloween?
I have two lined up, two costumes. One's going to be Poison Ivy, because I have wonderful, luxurious, curly red hair that you are not privy to.
That you'll never get to touch and smell and see.
And then the other one is Coraline, because I'm obsessed with Coraline, and I saw it twice in theaters during its re-release for the 15th anniversary.
Did you get, like, a wig for Caroline, or are you going to be Ginger
wig.
Caroline?
Wig.
Who's Coraline? No, Coraline, sorry. I'm a really big fan.
I have to get a wig. I have to make a little trip to Spirit Halloween / Hot Topic, because...
You can just, like, shave my hair off and make a wig. Yeah.
I'm gonna steal. I'd let you Aaron's do that. Wig.
You could let Crystal cut it first. Yeah. Crystal was the one who gave me my bangs.
Oh, her.
Yeah, my
oh my god,
bangs.
I fucking hate a bitch. I'm so sorry. She needs to lose her license.
Yeah. Also, yeah. I feel like I'm not swearing as much. I'm so not. I have a 11 a.m. show, so I'm like,
no. You know what? Every time I'm on, like, a late-night show, like, usually with Chris or, like, by myself, and, like, Chris is with me, like,
oh my
on
God,
my show.
Oh, my God, mouth, scary.
I always forget that I can swear, and then I hear, like, Chris say, like, the crispest explicit word, and I jump. I literally jump, and then I'm like, wait.
I go the other way, and I ruin Whiplash pre-records by dropping, like, the worst possible curse, and then going, and then we have to stop it, and we have to edit it.
You're like, oh, no.
And I go, oopsies. Sorry.
You are just a girl.
I just have a potty mouth. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do worry because I have a professional job and I'm like, I worry that this is turning me into someone who can't do that properly.
Yeah. The witching hour is...
It's my catharsis, but I worry that it's bleeding into my regular life.
Yeah. It's like your venom. It's like attaching to you and just slowly like... bleeding into your psyche.
This
Stop.
Show
She's practicing for her DC party.
That's true, yeah.
What can I say?
Erin, what are you being for Halloween?
Nothing spooky, unfortunately.
Are you going hot, sexy fly?
Yeah, I've never done hot, sexy fly before. And I'm wearing, like...
I thought your Blades of Glory was pretty hot, sexy fly.
Thank you. Only to those who got it. Which, like, only one person, I think, understood who I was when we went out in public.
What the heck? Nice. You were with the other person, though.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
People were just more interested in stealing my butt flames.
Yeah, someone stole... Erin was too sexy. They stole her butt flame.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. Like, well, their penis did anyway. Literally, I was dancing by my own business, and then all I can feel is, like, something really fucking hard, like, grinding against my ass. And then I turned around, and I was like, I was like, no way. And then when we were leaving, I noticed that both of my butt flames were gone. One fell off on the way to the club, and then the other one got stolen by a random man's penis.
It was stripped away from you.
When your butt flame gets snatched by the peen. Classic club experience.
Classic stages.
Ew.
I'm
that's
going...
symbolic, actually.
many experiences in stages have led to me losing some kind of fire or light behind my eyes.
Led to the butt flame getting snatched by the peen.
But no, this is my first sexy Halloween, and I'm gonna be like a Love Island contestant. I know, boring, boo. I know.
I'm excited to see it.
People are immediately gonna be like, Love Island contestant, or is it gonna be like,
I think so,
Bikini Girl?
It's a little more complex than that.
Other elements to it.
Don't be so fucking rude.
What are the elements?
It wasn't my idea.
I'm grilling you.
It wasn't my idea, but I will be doing it. However, the costume could change day of, depending on how I feel about myself.
That is fair.
True.
Backup plans are important.
Yeah. As of right now, I have none.
Yeah.
None, bro?
None?
That's what I heard.
My backup plan is to lock myself in my room and eat naan bread the rest of the night.
That actually sounds like a good plan. I would.
There's an 80% chance of that happening. Sorry, Erin.
Probably.
No, I will. I will be partying. I'll be out there.
Ounce.
If anyone wants fake blood, I have a gallon of it still.
Because
I did carry with the blood pour like 2 years ago, and I bought so much fake blood for that.
Yeah. I think last year you were just a vampire, right?
I was. I think I'm going to do that again.
What?
I still have so much fake blood, and I have the teeth, and the teeth are molded to my teeth, and I want to wear them.
We should do a variation on the vampire.
You have custom vampire teeth?
Yeah, because they were really cheap, actually. I got them at, like, a good time, and they were, like, $20, and then they, like...
Can I make a dating profile for you? There's like multiple things from today that I think would be amazing.
Oh no. Are you going to put a picture of me with the vampire teeth for the furries? Is that what you
Excuse
were thinking?
Me?
Whoa.
I feel like that's the only people that would apply to, or the Twilight enjoyers.
Honestly, okay. This is...
Hot take.
Not hot take.
Hot take
but like,
incoming.
I get like a very
butt plane incoming. Is it gonna get snatched by the peen?
I get very interesting like mixes of things on my feed, but there's this one girl who comes up and she's like super like Southern Belle, but then she also has like permanently implanted like vampire teeth that have been like installed by
imagine she has a backstory.
As the person who hosts the Witching Hour and who is a complete garbage dumpster fire, imagine going to a job interview with that. Like, what do you
it's I don't know, but
well, I mean I love self-expression and everyone should do what they want, but also
to be fair, I'm
a little concerned.
I think she's like a content creator slash I don't know.
Yeah, but so this works in her favor.
Anyways, as somebody who has seen that come up on my feed naturally, I wasn't upset about it.
Personally. You were kinda like,
and I'm not a furry, just to clarify.
Yeah, you just love you're just Team Edward.
Well, I think I'm just into like goth girls.
Yeah, so that kind of fits in that category, I think.
Yeah,
it could give hex girl.
Yeah,
maybe I should be. Oh, we could have done like the hex girls if you guys didn't have other friends.
Oh,
guys,
next Halloween
we can do it next year.
I'll make
next
year.
Please, I want to be a hex girl so bad. One of my child crushes.
I was like, I've had too many. Like, I'm not really blonde. I think I can pass as blonde.
You're blonde enough.
Yeah, I'm blonde enough in this group, but I've had too many blonde, ginger, brunette friend groups who haven't done Totally Spies yet.
I want to do Totally. We should do, like, just two sets of costumes. Like, one day Totally Spies, one day Hex Girls.
That would be so good.
Yeah, we'll do it next year.
Yeah. It has to happen.
We're all going to be in the same house unless something's changed.
It's on tape, so we do have to do it now.
Yeah.
Nice. Also, should I turn off the Halloween lights we have up? Are they going to catch on fire?
What Halloween lights?
Meg, you put them up and they're so cute. I love them.
The little witch hats.
Yeah, but I looked last night before I went to bed and I went,
she turned
fire
them
hazard,
last
and
night.
Then I didn't do anything and I went to bed.
Real. I think they're just like the LED, like not, like they're battery operated.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I think they're fine. I think Maggie has, like, she turned them off last night. So I asked her, I was like, do they switch off on their own? Because, like, they were on and then they were off, or did they die? And she was like, no, I turned them off. And I was like,
okay,
oh,
good.
Real.
I think you texted about garbage. I thought the killer was in the house because I heard Nate walking around at like 2 a.m. and I literally just accepted it. I was just like, well,
you're like, if I die.
Because I was like, did I lock the door when I did the
killer finally caught you.
The killer.
Love.
Yeah. The killer is escaping.
Yeah, as you can tell, we've been having a fruitful Halloween season.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to carve pumpkins soon.
Yes, we have pumpkins in our living room currently. So, yeah, we should. Everybody has just, like, very crazy schedules. And by everybody, I mean me. I'm
we'll
dying.
We'll figure it out.
But, yeah.
Do we all have Halloween episodes planned for our respective CFRC shows?
I mean, I've been doing Halloween episodes all month.
You have, yeah.
Yeah.
You've been committed. You and Jeff are the most committed Halloweeners. Happy Halloweener. But I think I'm going to do a poll for Witching Hour. We'll let the people decide what's going to happen.
Yeah. I think I've just been doing, like, Halloween, like, spooky season adjacent. Like,
yeah, I liked your horror movie.
Thank you.
One. Your horror movie trope episode.
Yeah. I think this week is... I've, like, been obsessed with goth music. And also, I'm very sad because this weekend, Sisters of Mercy are playing in History. At History in Toronto, and I will not be there, so I think I kind of have to, as, like, a dedication to them, play, like, a goth
I think so,
episode.
Too. Love, I think that's... So. I consider doing a goth or, like, cold wave kind of episode.
You should.
But I think you have it covered.
But I think you should also.
You think the whole week? I think we should convince all the programmers for the whole week to just do,
I think,
like,
we could.
Dark wave.
I think we could.
I think so, too. I think we have enough people in our corner.
Yeah.
And it's very Halloween-y.
And it's goth, and it's amazing, and it's hot.
Do you remember Halloween-y by Ashnikko?
No. I don't think I've ever heard it.
I showed it to Jesse. It's very Jesse adjacent. I'll show you another time. Maybe I'll play it on Witching Hour next week. Who knows?
Oh, tune in.
But speaking of music...
We've been yapping.
We've been yapping a little bit. Honestly, not that bad. And I think we've talked about really riveting things, like whether or not we turned off the lights in our house, and what we're going to do for Halloween, and the killer. Watch out. And next up, we have a band that I showed May that I really, really like. And Chance, when he heard it, he said, leave it to Chris to find lesbian Deftones, apparently.
Yeah.
So this is Faytooth, who I've been, like, obsessed with. And they're lesbian Deftones. I think Chance really nailed it there.
Yeah. They're very crunchy.
They are very crunchy. And the song I picked was Echolalia, which is their top song. And I really like it.
I really, really like it.
And they're also very Halloween-y, so you can expect them to be featured next week. But yeah, and I think, Aaron, I think you'll really like them, too. I feel like they're your vibe.
Okay.
And then...
I like the use of echolalia, that's for sure.
And then I pulled from a playlist that's been long in the making, a Slutty Men Part 2 playlist. Me and Aaron did an episode of The Witching Hour that was just all about slut-shaming men.
And you're all pathetic.
As we've been learning, we've been exploring the apps, and sorry to say, you guys suck.
We had a hypothesis, and it has been proven.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Or maybe fortunately. I don't know. Very philosophical here. But, yeah, so Mood Ring, if I could slut shame them with every song they have, they're the sluttiest band I have found so far. So we are doing Echolalia by Faytooth. Then we're getting into the Slutty Men with Would You Wait For Me by Mood Ring. Then after that, a band that Aaron showed me, Model Actress. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
I don't want to try to say it the other way.
But I said it on my show like a few weeks ago. I've been saying like Model Actress, but I heard someone else pronounce it Model Actress. I think I'm correct, but...
I feel like Model Actress, like... Actress.
Yeah.
Actress.
Yeah, because it's like A-C-T-R-I-Z.
Yeah, I heard actress, and I so bad want to be correct, because the other person was a man, so...
We're keeping with it.
But I love them. They're so good. Their album, Dog's Body, is fantastic.
So I pulled a song by them that I've been listening to a lot recently that's also very slutty, and it's 3 out of 3, which is not from... Dog's Body, I think, is their best album, but this is also a very good song. And then we will come back and yap some more before we get into our last few songs.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. So next up is Echolalia. I got there. By Faytooth on CFRC.
Echo.
Thank you. feeling from my appetite. You make it so hard to breathe.
Do
Okay, so we added an extra one on the end there. That last one was Archangel by Thornhill, which is one that I've been, like, itching to play on here for a very long time. But I have not. And we're almost at the end of the hour. We only have 10 minutes left.
What?
Yep.
Yeah,
we flew through it. Also, if you want a Halloween activity, we just found one for you that's truly terrifying. It's been chilling. We were going through Hinge of nobody who's here. But we were going through Hinge. And it's a sick and twisted place. And I urge everyone to look inward and maybe don't put it on the internet.
Yeah.
Maybe what you find shouldn't come out.
And just maybe think about the photos you're posting and if you would show them to your family.
Maybe consider dying alone. It's an option for someone.
Someone did say that they were looking for a long-term relationship and then wanted to die this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a type
long-term
of
long-term is relative.
I guess long-term to them, that's the rest of their term.
Yeah, that's a long term. But yeah, sick and twisted world out there. And if you're truly looking for a Halloween haunt, yeah, I think you should visit that alley because
yeah,
it's a scary place.
I'm just so fascinated. This is the best human experiment I've ever conducted.
Pro tips, we don't want to see you and 10 of your friends. We don't want to know your opinions on pineapple and pizza. And
if I see one more person say that dating them is like a fret, like a warm blanket out of the laundry machine, or like wearing clothes at a laundry machine, like I'm offing myself. You make me sick.
Also, you're not original if you say that you want to be able to do a really good cartwheel, because we saw that three times.
Yeah, the first time it was really, really funny because he made it funny, and then it just got sad.
If there's any chance of someone seeing it like twice, you need to not put it. Because, like, imagine the experience of seeing, like, it's like if somebody told you a joke and then 20 minutes later somebody told you the exact same one and then it's like, oh, I know you guys stole that from something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, I'm really sick and tired of seeing the RMC bathroom, the gym bathroom. Please stop. I know those blue lockers.
Get
anywhere.
Out of there. Find another mirror.
Literally. I'm like, there's so many other mirrors.
There's
please
so
stop.
Many other reflective surfaces.
Please stop using the bathroom.
We don't want to see the urinal in the background.
We don't. Oh my god. That's a jump scare. A bathroom mirror selfie is something, but like seeing the urinal in the background was terrifying.
Just like have a mirror in your room. Like, why don't men have mirrors in their room?
Buy a mirror.
Buy a mirror.
Go to the store. Go to the store where there's mirrors and take a picture there.
This is the most bullshit 25-year-old I've ever seen in my entire life.
What? Where's his face?
Keep scrolling.
What the
fuck? He looks 45.
Oh, wait. Oh my god.
Ew.
Sorry, what? Sir.
That's a hard 25. That's like a...
We've seen a lot of hard 25. Yeah.
Something or other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Don't post pictures of yourself at a wedding. Don't do
really?
It.
I think they can be cute.
It's like him, like, giving
maybe because you guys are younger than me, so it's like, what are you doing there?
Yeah, you're at wedding age.
Yeah, I'm getting to wedding age.
But, like, also, like, I don't know. I feel like on a dating profile, like, I want to see pictures of you in, like...
In the wild.
In your setting.
Yeah.
Not, like, in a...
I don't want to see how far behind you are from your friends.
You're just a guest here.
I don't want to be your wedding
date.
The main
character.
Yikes.
We're fucking awful.
We're terrible. Okay, see, you handed us a picture of a man. We said he's ugly. We said he's bunk. We screamed into the microphone, and then we went, what's he doing at a wedding? What's wrong with us?
We really hate men.
Guys, I think we're real catches, actually. I think anyone would be lucky to have us.
Listen, I have somebody, so I don't have to worry about perception.
May set.
Yeah.
Me and also, Aaron can't afford to be active. Like
yeah, that. I've seen two people say that they are also really attracted to girls on Lexapro. Please stop.
Stop it.
Stop.
We're sad. Stop it. That's tough. Yeah. We've seen some difficult things today.
Yeah.
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 And they're pathetic in the wrong way.
Yeah.
What? Oh. Someone put their Snapchat Bitmoji on their thing
as their first photo.
That's when you know that like they actually don't want a relationship.
What?
Ew.
Oh, he doesn't even look like his Bitmoji. At least look like your Bitmoji.
It is
just me.
If you're a blonde man, you can own it. It's okay. You're allowed. Yeah. I don't approve of it, but you're...
Yeah, no, this is a blonde man hate club.
You might get poached by me, but you won't get arrested. No. I might vigilante take you out from this world, but
you don't deserve to be arrested. You don't deserve the justice system having any part of this. I am the justice system. Yeah. I am Batman.
I'm the Punisher.
Nor.
Anyways, we're going to continue to look at sinister men on the internet.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy your evening. Yeah. I hope you never find yourself and in I hope these you treacherous, know, treacherous places. That
no
we found
no
ourselves.
Women were harmed in the making of this.
Maybe three who are here right yeah. now.
I feel a little bit psychologically damaged, but...
Yeah, I think I'm going to need a minute. But our last song, Canadian band... Black Woo! Coast. We're doing Chains by Black Coast. Black Coast is in the same realm as Mood Ring, where they're also slutty, slutty sluts, who I want to slut shame all day. And we're going to finish off with that one. They had a song called Sex, but I thought that was way too on the nose. So we're going with Chains. And
yeah,
if you want to stay tuned for our overnight rebroadcast, do that, I guess. That's like... Like, I think you should
That's
tune
up to you.
I think you should tune into the shows when they happen and they're hot and fresh and right out the oven. But yeah.
And tune in next week.
Yeah, and tune in tomorrow for a Mood with May at what's the new time slot again?
It's still the same slot. It's 11 a.m.
Oh yeah. Okay. At 11 a.m. tomorrow, tune in for Mood with May. Woo! Tune in on at Friday at tune in at Friday. Tune in on Friday at 2 p.m. for Whiplash.
Watch out.
And maybe we'll figure out Aaron's DJ name by then.
Maybe.
We'll see. For now, DJ LFN and DJ Mayhem and DJ Crush.
Or Crusher.
Crush, also known as Crusher, signing off for the evening.
Bye-bye, Whoopio.
I forgot what to press.
Somewhere. KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this October at the Broom Factory featuring some of your favorite